Station Space, Slashdot Radio.
No, I think you might be listening.
Oh, do you think they're listening to...
Wow, you're weird, dude.
Yes. Yes, I am. You're listening to Geeks in Space.
Ta-da!
This week, Geeks in Space, down by the pool.
Broadcasting from Spring Break, the MTV Spring Break beach house.
Hey, put your swimsuits back on!
No, dude, don't tell them that! It's totally not about being clothed. This is MTV here.
Oh, that's right. I'm such an idiot.
Yes, introductions, ladies and gentlemen. I am Rob, Commander Taco Malda.
I am Jeff Demos Hernandez. Damn it, Bates.
I'm Jonathan Cowboy Neil Potter. You may remember me from my short-lived stint on Strip Poker on the USA Network.
You also may remember him from his starring series with Roberta Williams in Soft Porn, the original Sierra Online Adventure.
So we don't have Nate this week. Nate is in California. He should return any time now.
Actually, Nate's probably somewhere over the middle America.
What a great place to be. Because we're somewhere over middle America, too. But the difference is, you know, he's 30,000 feet over and we're like 3 inches over.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So, okay, for the conspiracy theory for this week, some guy emailed me, and the last two polls on Slashdot were related to grilling. And the current one is, you know, best on grill, and it was hot dogs, brats, burgers, steak, kebabs, fungus, bread, veggies. And the previous one was, how do you like your steak? Rare, medium rare, blah, blah, blah. And this guy emails me, and he wants to know what company has paid us off for marketing research on the poll.
Is it A1?
I don't know who it would be, but, hey, put your top back on. I love it out here by the grill out at
the beach. Obviously you're trying to drive up meat prices.
That's true. It could, well, not necessarily, because I've got fungus in there too. I mean, you know, so maybe.
Well, duh. Hello. I have a controlling interest in midnight mushrooms.
In Craftsman grills or something.
However, we only grill psilocybin. So we'll have a pretty crazy afternoon. Psilocybin is magic mushrooms.
That means you should set aside about 8 hours for a meal.
When Kurt and I were talking,
and don't necessarily eat everything that's put in front of you.
When Kurt and I were talking about starting a garden, we were like, "What do we grow?" And we discussed, you know, all assorted things. I forbid him from growing tomatoes because I really don't like tomatoes. But we're like, you know, well, we wanted to do asparagus, but apparently you have to, like, do asparagus. You have to, like, start it a year in advance. And neither of us really know how to garden. So we're just like, well, can we just throw some seeds in and have it work? And I spent, like, the whole time saying...
And gardening control told them no, of course.
I spent the whole time going, I want to grow shrooms. And everybody thought I was, like, trying to grow magic mushrooms. But, you know, I just really like mushrooms on, you know, pizza and hamburgers and steak. And, well, pretty much anything you can put mushrooms on, I like. Not that I'm opposed to magic mushrooms. I love smearing my girlfriend's body over with magic mushrooms. I can't sing. Sorry. That's the sad part. She listens to these things. So we're totally going to...
She doesn't get enough of you anyway?
Yeah, isn't that the strange thing? You'd think that she'd get sick of me.
I'm going to refer her to some sort of help, I think. Rob Anonymous. I think that...
RA. I go to my RA meeting. Isn't that what resident
my
assistant...
My name's Hemos.
I mean,
hi,
I spend
Hemos.
Too much time around Rob.
I'm a Robgaholic. Well, you do spend too much time around me. We share an office. You have to get...
I think I spend more time around you than any other human being.
I don't know. Kathleen might sometimes sleep in the same house as me.
Oh, sleeping barely counts.
Sleeping doesn't count. What's the ratio? Like half as much?
Or a third? I'm saying big nothing.
It depends on how you sleep.
Are you really active when you sleep?
Well, I'm violent. Sometimes I punch. You know, it's mostly like an
All
episode
right,
of Shogun.
And that counts time and a half, I'd say.
All right.
You're a puncher.
If I'm punching out my girlfriend, that's...
He punches. He's
I'm a puncher.
So.
So let's see what we got. Speaking of outdoorsy things, the smell of fresh cut grass has been trademarked.
Excuse me, that'll be 2 cents for mentioning my trademark on fresh
cut
grass.
But I just mowed the lawn!
Excuse me, that'll be 5 cents for actually causing the smell.
See, you powder causes a lot of smells.
Have you been
any of them trademarked?
Have you been behind my house? Because my house, behind my house, is the grass pile where all the grass gets dumped from all the lawns.
From the entire compound.
And, you know, and about midway through summer, that starts to reek. And I'm wondering if I can patent that smell.
I would like to patent reek, please.
See, I would like to patent decomposition.
What I don't understand is, how do you trademark a scent? I just in general. Now, for those of you who know this, I don't have a sense of smell. So, obviously, to me, it's a little bit different. But it's like, can you patent can you trademark a taste?
Yes, I have it. No, you can't really.
Cherry, that was me.
The thing is that it's not that much far. It really isn't that far of a reach from our current model of being able to patent software, because essentially a software patent is you patent a particular way of writing something, and patenting a smell. Well, all you're really doing is patenting the particular way. I'm sorry, they're not patenting.
Trademarking.
They're copywriting.
Trademarking.
Or trademarking. Is they are trademarking the particular set of chemicals. So
they're really not trademarking the scent. They're trademarking the combination of chemicals that creates the scent.
Exactly.
Yes. This seems like a wonderful plan. I'm excited.
I want to get a trademark on carbon. I figure the royalties on carbon are going to prove to be extremely lucrative.
You're only going
to
miss out on those inorganic compounds.
Yeah. Well, just wait. You know, we don't have any silicon life forms yet, so I figure I'm going to do dandy. Or I'm crazy.
I would have to vote for crazy. In fact, I would have to vote for crazy twice because I get two votes. New version of Slash is up. Pudge and Pat threw that out. Most of the bug fixes.
Pudge and Pat.
They expelled
it. Sounds like some, you know, like a.
I like to refer to them as
ice cream
Team P. I like to refer to them as Team P because we've got Potter, Pudge, and Pat. You know, so the thing is that, you
so
know,
are they
Potter,
PPP?
Well, it doesn't really work because...
Yo.
Well, because Pat is Captain Tofu, and Potter is actually Cowboy Neil, and Pudge is actually Chris. So actually, there's really not a lot of correlation, except that each of them has either a nickname with P or their real name with P. And sometimes it's their first name, sometimes their last. It's confusing. But anyway, it's a lot of bug fixes. It's cool because Slashdot and Slashcode are now totally synced. Actually, I have a big collection of bug fixes that I was, or not bug fixes, I have a bunch of feature things that I want to make sure that you guys get cracking on next. That I know.
Is that right. Code done yet?
No, Rob, you wouldn't let us eat for the last week. We've been starving.
It's cool, though, because, you know, now we're, you know, we're organized now.
I know, there's like a CVS
server. There's CVS, and there's going to be a Devel branch.
Yeah. The Devel branch, affectionately known as Bender.
Bender. Huh?
Yeah, it's the joke is that we're gonna use Futurama characters. I like that Brannigan.
All right.
Hey, Leela.
I think it's funny because, you know, together. The Slashdot admins will be like, well, you know, I'm running the unstable, the Devel branch. I'm more elite than you. You know, my site is more on the cutting edge.
Everybody's more elite than Slashdot. Slashdot is now officially behind. Slashdot's been, well, actually, we're synced up now, but, you know, actually, I guess now today Brian probably added some codes, so we're behind again.
Yep.
Well, we're definitely not synced up with Bender, because they're not nearly cool enough. Although I did update my laptop to Woody this morning. So that was pretty exciting, and seeing how we're talking about the most 31337 of all distributions.
You mean me?
No, the distribution that I show unfair favoritism to because I run it. Remember the power that I can't be trusted with.
I compiled the test release of 2.4 this morning too. I was.
You mean the ability to dress yourself? That power.
The ability to do my own zipper. I learned how yesterday. I'm very excited. Before that, it was all Buttonfly. Let's see.
Right.
How is 2.4? I did 2.4. I'm still running 2.2.5 on Scuttle. So yeah.
That's got like some nasty exploits in it. You're gonna want to change that soon now.
It's behind the firewall. Hey Potter, I got a job for you to do this afternoon. No, I need to put IP aliasing in it because mention this. I'm beta testing this an Access 2100 cam from Access is the company. The 2100, it's one of their, you know, you plug in an Ethernet adapter, you tell it what IP it is, and you go to it. You know, you got a cam, and the FTP. Well, this got a lot of problems. It's neat, but it's got a lot of problems, and
it screams constantly.
It's just ah! It's like, just take my picture and be quiet. Ah! It's not good. No, the
right.
Yeah, we shouldn't scream. That's
yeah,
not good.
Please, especially since I'm right next to you and wearing headphones.
And I have a headache. No, the camera itself is pretty cool. The photo quality is kind of mediocre, but you know, I bet if I twiddled around with it a little bit more, I can get it a little cleaner. But the thing is that it's sitting on the other side of the firewall, so the FTP doesn't seem to want to go through the firewall, even though, you know, I'm in passive mode and everything, and it doesn't like that either. So, you know, that kind of sucks. I don't really know where I'm going with this, but it's kind of a neat little camera, and they send it to me for free, and I wonder if they're going to make me give it back.
We are supposed to do a review of this.
Well, I understand that we're supposed to do a review, but we've had a long-standing policy of anything that gets sent to me to be reviewed doesn't get returned. Or if it does return, I should send
including
it back
broken. Including the Thai village boy.
No! Well, I've also got that pair of goggles, the head-mounted...
Oh, the glass?
The eyeglasses. No,
yeah. Yeah, but that's from ThinkGeek. So.
Yeah, that's a little different. But those are pretty cool, too.
I got an MP3 player that I still haven't gotten working.
I know. We've got this big pile of hardware that we're supposed to be reviewing, and then we keep getting sent off to Boston.
You've been playing a lot of Crazy Taxi on that thing. I think you're ready to do a review.
Well, I need to watch some TV on it. So far, we've been testing it entirely with the Dreamcast. I have yet to watch any actual television with it. But it's not a computer monitor, so it's not like I spend a lot of time looking at non-computer monitors. But Crazy Taxi, it's not bad. It's time to earn some crazy money.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun.
That's pretty good. What's the girl, Gina? Is that her?
I don't know. I always play BD Joe.
I always play the girl. Oh, yeah, because she's, got
gender
a nice butt.
Gender identification.
Well, you know, I got some problems. No, she's just hot. If I'm going to look at a computer screen, I want to look at a hot girl. And Potter, on the other hand, wants a brother.
Yeah.
Mainly because you like to talk with that with the Ebonic slang thing.
I find it odd that BD Joe listens to Offspring.
I find it odd that all four of them listen to Offspring, considering I don't know four people who listen to Offspring. EFM was the other recent thing. I think we
Enlightenment File Manager.
We all installed it over the weekend because we were bored.
It's pretty pimp. I think it's just like a... Well,
it's
parallax scrolling.
Unstable. Yeah, it does parallax scrolling. Okay, hello, Wasteful. And let's see. I like that. I like that you go into like a directory of your TrueType fonts, and you just drag your font and say, I would like you to be my font now, and there it
now,
is.
Now, interestingly enough, it does let me recurse itself. So currently, I opened up the home directory icon, and I've dropped home directory inside of home directory.
That's okay. It's just a symlink.
But they've removed it from the desktop.
Well, that's because you moved it. You didn't copy it.
Yeah.
It is a little weird because the default action in most of that stuff is move.
Jeff Bates, a tech support nightmare.
The problem is that, when I have a bug at email Mandrake, I don't think he likes that. The
Mandrake, not
affiliated with
Mandrake
Linux distribution. No, I like it though because they're kind of working on it's kind of weird because nobody's ever really done what they're doing with this, which is kind of integrating a GUI and a command line into the same framework, but doing it really cleanly. It's always, one versus the other, and one always edges out on the other, and it really looks like they're trying to pull off both of them kind of in the same framework, and they're not there yet. I mean, this is totally beta. I mean, it crashes. It's got the libfam, which, as far as I can tell, crashes about every 8 seconds, but it's really cool before it crashes.
Yeah, it is. It's particularly good, and plus I think it's like you were saying, it's a nice median in between the total GUI,
right,
and the total command
line. The biggest
line.
Thing that it kind of lacks right now as far as the GUI being useful, and you can run programs and you can change to directories, the biggest thing is that you have no control over standard out. Short of, piping it into something else. I mean, if you want to run a big command and you want the output of that, then you have to pipe it into, GLESS or something. You know, anything that takes standard input and will display it in an X terminal, because if it's just going to go out to standard out, it's going to be lost. And that's probably not what you want. But it's fun. It's very pretty, and it does parallax scrolling, and it's all drag and drop and GUI.
And if you're running Debian...
Well, then you just have to add the sources.
You
got
to
add the things
to
your sources list. Right? So, and if you're running all those other distributions, then screw you. then you better...
Screw you guys.
Because I don't know, because I haven't run any of those distributions in about a year. There's what
but Rob Balda cannot be trusted with this power.
Right. My opinion can be is completely invalid. Pudge was playing with this thing on his Mac that was like he was dragging his icons and they were like swinging underneath his mouse. Did you see that?
No.
Oh, it was so cool.
It was probably a Mac OS hack.
Oh, it was totally a Mac OS hack. Mac OS has a lot of cool hacks.
My favorite one is the one where you move your pointer and the arrow changes depending on the direction that you're going in. Really freaks you out, but it's cool.
Yeah, Mac has a lot of cool hacks. We must usurp them. We must take them for our own. Well, Aqua's got the whole drag and drop thing, or that drag and drop translucency thing. Actually, EFM
drag and drop.
Who thought of that?
No, well, Windows still doesn't have it right. EFM actually does translucency through like the root menus and stuff, which is pretty cool. Because it's imlib 2, and imlib 2 has like full alpha channel support, and it's really cool. Linux IA64 portal.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. First access to the compile farm and all that good stuff.
Yeah, you
porting it over.
You fill out a project proposal and they let you compile things
onto Itanium.
Onto an Itanium,
which you know is neat in kind of a gee whiz sense, but then it's like, well,
I don't have an Itanium.
Okay, good. This will run on precisely nothing right now.
One box. Jarge Barr's an eBrake crawler, which is this has been going on for a while actually, and there's yeah, basically the gist of it is that Bitter's Edge was using a bot and it was crawling eBay, you know, in the same way that say Alta Vista or Google or WebCrawler, all those have bots that crawl the engine or the internet and incorporate their data into their search engines. Well, eBay didn't like that for certain obvious reasons. They apparently have won the lawsuit. Well, is it a lawsuit? And they barred the crawler.
Yeah, they barred the crawler. I mean, the story makes a point saying, well, you know, what about Alta Vista and Google and all of that? The difference is that most people want to be crawled. I mean, it's not the greatest fun in the world to be crawled, but at least at that point you're inside of something useful. eBay
I found
wants
it a pleasurable experience.
Well. Whoa,
oh,
dude.
Oh, you were talking about something else.
Well, the deal that I figure about it is, I mean, there's a standard. It's called Robots Text. And I think that violating Robots Text should be against the law. You know, I mean, that should be a punishable offense. You know, I don't know how they'd enforce that. But, you know, Robots Text, you can't enforce it. But, I mean, give me a break.
Big men in black hoods.
Black helicopters, dude. No, I mean, Robots Text, Slashdot has one. Most major websites have one. At least we did until we moved. We have it still? Oh, yeah, we do. And, one of the things that, like, the Slashdot one is we disallow the Perl scripts. So you can't actually hit a dynamic page. And the reason for that is simple. If you're writing a Perl script, if you're writing a crawler and you start hitting our Perl scripts, well, that's going to hurt. If you start hitting the SHTML files, well, those are free. I mean, that's basically bandwidth. That's all that matters for those. I mean, we can afford to spit those out and not really have your crawling will not necessarily affect our ability to serve the real human beings. And there should be other rules, too. And I think Robots Text actually allows that, like, max requests per minute.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is that there's a lot that you can do. I mean, on the server side, even to that you can do to make it nicer. I just started looking at the Lars interview, so I just lost my train of thought again. I must have a headache. Server throttling, and you can do things like say, you know, well, I'm only going to allow this IP to have, you know, 10 requests a minute, you know, things like that. And that's a different problem, because I don't really care if people want to, you know, spider websites. I mean, I think that's fine, but you got to play fair, because your spider is going to be. We had like some of those bots that when we did the server move, not the last server move, but actually when we moved from UPN to Digital Nation, which would have been about 8 months ago,
mm-hmm.
There was actually one guy who was getting at the time it was ultramode.txt, which is a text file that contained all of our headlines. And some guy was getting this file, and he was getting it through the IP. He wasn't getting it through the domain name, so it just was staying there. And he was getting the file as fast as he could. As soon as his download completed, he got it again. Now, in my case, in Slashdot's case, the file, my rule about that was specifically once every 30 minutes. And to enforce that rule, guess how often the file updated? Anyone?
Every second?
Every half second, of course. So this guy was downloading the same file over and over and over again. It worked out that I worked out this guy was downloading the same exact data. The page updated 50 times over the course of the day because it was updating every 30 minutes, right? So 48 times. This guy downloaded it 200,000 times a day. I mean,
so eventually Nate and I went over to his house and talked with him, me, Nate, and my Louisville Slugger.
They had a little discussion.
You didn't use a crowbar? I'm ashamed.
Dude, you had the crowbar that night.
So it's things like that. I'm cool with bots, you know, and I think bots are an essential part of the internet, isn't it? I mean, what the web was it was just so distributed that it was it wasn't possible to have to be successful, to be massively usable until the web standardized things and bots started making it possible to index all this data. Before that, there was so much out there, but it was flung out across the whole damn thing and you couldn't find Jack. Mm-hmm. Well, spiders are essential for that. They just got to play fair.
Yep.
Don't write bots that crawl slash dot all the time. I don't like that. But if you do it, you know, if your crawler's only going 10 pages a second or something, then whatever. Who cares? It's one of those. It's when they do like. Well, I can't imagine. In order for you to be up to date with the Bitter's Edge software, I mean, how many requests would you have to be able to do?
A lot.
Okay,
several thousand. The thing is that it updates. I bet they update it every minute. So figure they're doing several thousand updates per minute.
Excellent. Now, I wonder how I don't really have data on how much traffic eBay actually serves, but I'm sure that somebody out there did the lookups and figured out how much traffic the Bitter's Edge bot was actually sucking up.
Well, I'm sure that was part of it as well. I mean, part of the case. And then also, I think eBay would prefer to keep all the bidding stuff in-house rather than
obviously
having
for their business reasons.
Yeah.
The thing is, I don't really like that they can restrict that, that they can just say, you can't do it, it's against the law. Or, you know, you can't do it, here's a cease and desist. I think it would be totally fair for them to say, well, you know, any IP is allowed to get 10 pages, you know, every or one page a minute or, you know, one page every 10 seconds or some sort of restriction like that, mm-hmm. You know, because it just seems, of course, firewalls get messy. I know. But it just seems like otherwise these companies are just being asses and they're okay. So if these guys are downloading, say, 1,000 pages a minute. Mm-hmm. So, well, then they need what? The equivalent of eBay needs to pay for the equivalent of a T1 in order to feed Bitter's Edge. So, okay, I have an issue there. But then again, I also have an issue because, you know, the ultra mode text files on Slashdot gets loaded, I don't know, 500,000 times a day. And it's just, it updates every 30 minutes, so I don't know why people get it over and over and over again. And there's a lot of bots that actually crawl slashdot too and suck headlines off, or not even the headlines, the ones that actually take the actual content. You know, there's that whole problem too, you know, and whatever. And it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things all that much.
Well, that was a little rant.
Rant! Anger! Anger! Anger!
So Lars responded.
It took him, what, a month?
It took him 22 days. Well, actually, we put the comments thing up on the 4th. We got the answers back, and it took them, like, 11 days to respond to things.
Which is a new record for taking their sweet time for any interview guest.
However, I will say, having read the interview and things like that, Lars is actually, he's a, you know, intelligent guy who, you know, it makes a lot more sense after reading, you know, after reading what he says. I still disagree with him. But
you can tell where he's coming from.
Right. Yeah. Well, and the thing is, you know, it you can totally tell where the whole old school music industry is coming from. It's just that, you know, they're wrong. you know, that's just, I mean, record sales are up. How can you say Napster hurts? They're selling more records. Okay, well, never mind that.
They're selling more CDs.
Records, albums, CDs.
I'd buy records.
Yeah, but you're just scratching them.
Yeah, you're a freak.
You keep breaking them.
Keep hurling him up against the wall.
Okay, I shouldn't do that anymore, ever.
Yeah.
So, there's a lot of other bands have actually come out pretty pro MP3 and pro that. I liked the Offspring comment was, speaking of Offspring again, their comment was essentially, yeah, we like things that gives music to our fans.
Yeah. Courtney Love had the same comment. Courtney Love blames the
record industry. She was a lot harsher.
Yeah.
She was a lot harsher. She was just like, the real pirates are the record labels. And it's just like, wow, yeah. I'm going to buy some Hole. Now, mind you, I think I own every Hole CD. So I guess that's not really saying a lot. Not saying that you should go out and buy every whole CD, but, you know, there's...
Because Rob Mulder cannot be trusted with this power.
I know. No, there's, like, I'd say Hole has, you know, what, 4 or 5 CDs out? And,
yeah, 5, I think.
I think they've probably got about 10 good songs, and most of them are on Celebrity Skin. But, I mean, that's just my... I like overproduced rock, and Celebrity Skin is overproduced rock.
Yes.
So, Courtney Love, if you're listening, you should totally email me, because I think you're cool, and I'd like to see your belly button.
Okay.
In other news...
In anything else...
Diablo 2 stress test has begun. Yours truly on the list.
Owns. See, Potter, they can't see that you're making victory gestures with your fists. It just doesn't work that way.
Yeah, to our radio listeners, Cowboy Neil has dropped his pants and is doing a victory
He's now waving his penis left and right and making strange noises with his mouth. That's our Potter.
Oh, yeah, mama.
Oh, mama.
Oh, yeah.
The, yeah, so, but, you know, you're on the list, but by being merely on the list, that doesn't necessarily mean you've gotten it to run.
Yeah,
there's the part where it crashed Nate's machine.
Yeah.
And there's the part where you have to download 100 megs.
Yeah, I'm downloading it. Second. It'll probably be done by the time we get back. We can only play Barbarian, though, and parts of Act 1. However,
you mean I can? I have not, note the Blizzard software, I have not given my code to anyone else. Please don't revoke my beta testing privileges.
Or else Diablo becomes the official whipping boy of Slashdot.
No one else here besides me is participating in the stress test, no matter what they may say.
Do not trust them in any way, shape, or form.
Jeff Bates, compulsive liar.
I'm actually the president of the Compulsive Liar Association.
As I was telling my wife,
I am the
Morgan
savior.
Fairchild, who I've seen naked
on many occasions. Hey, I'm going to make Courtney Love kick your
right.
Morgan
We're
Fairchild's
done with Courtney.
Oh,
all right, GNOME 1.2.
GNOME 1.2, it's out now. You know, Debian hasn't updated yet, but yeah, no. I mean,
it did update. It was 1.05.
Yeah, a little out of date there. Not quite what I was hoping. I see all these apt get dash u update upgrade. You know, you get the big list, and it's like, oh, look at all the new GNOME packages.
No, there's Helix code debs for Woody now, but you have to add a line to your sources.list.
Well, give me the line, butthole.
Well, I don't have the line yet. You need to ask apt on your neighborhood friendly Debian channel and
irc.debian.org.
Yep.
Cool. I didn't realize that there were Helix. I'd like to actually check out their email client. I've been using Cyberspace Cowboy now for some time, and I totally dig any fully GUI GUI mail client written entirely in Perl. How can you not love that? But it does have some pretty serious issues with it, mainly speed issues, now that it for the last month has been the sole supporter of my email. I'm using MySQL as the database backend for it, and I had to go through and delete a few thousand emails out of a few folders because...
It's now bearing the burden of Rob's email.
Aha! Not good.
We were all out in Boston for a Slashdot Summit. All sorts of fun things.
Cowboy Neil took pictures.
Yes, he did. He'll put them up.
They
as well, you should
oh,
check.
Oh, what's the URL?
It's cassidy.blocksteckers.com/pics, P-I-C-S, /navi, which is N-A-V-I. And they're all in that directory.
Be sure to check out Pika Jeff. I will be adding that to my home node on everything too
yeah.
as my image.
That's a big honking picture, dude.
Yep. What happened?
Well, that's because I have God power.
No, it's not that big. It's only a 640x480. Why the hell do you have a 400K
326?
That's a big freaking picture.
Excuse me, I need to be presented in the best detail possible.
No, dude, actually, I think that's the other way around. You should be very, very lossy because it will make you look better. It's so, like me. If you look at me from an airplane while I'm standing on the ground, I look fine.
Particularly if he's laying face down.
I like that you named the pictures of Emmett Lucille.
Well, at any rate, some of those pictures need a little explanation. What happened was I was in LaGuardia, and I got bored, so I decided to try out the filters on the camera.
Yes, you know. I don't actually look like I have a black hole mounted in the center of the side of my head.
That was a great
or
one.
Or do I appear with Pikachu character, with
Pokemon style characters. Actually, dude, it's about time we come clean with you. And
Chin Pokemon was so last week.
It's all about the Pokemon Chin Pokemon camp this week, dude. Yeah, see, I look at... What the hell? You got me doing these terrible faces. Dang, look at that. I like pudgy cheek men. I order you to remove... Oh, wait, I have Root on your box. Goodbye.
All right.
Hey, we probably should wrap this up because it sounds like we have nothing else to say.
Yeah. Nate will be back next week.
Nate will be back
we
next
will be
time.
Doing another episode.
I think I'm going to try to see Mission Impossible 2 tonight. And
we'll do a review this weekend.
That's true. Kurt is trying to cook Moroccan food. I don't know exactly what that means.
Hey, send recipes to Kurt.
Send
gourmet recipes to kurt@thepope.org.
And for those of you who are curious, that's Kurt with a K, not with a C. That's kurt@thepope.org. He loves email. I mean, it's like the highlight of his day. And
yeah,
so
he screams a lot when he gets...
He's like, no, friggin' Jesus Christ, literally, send me a friggin' email! So he loves that. And we love it when you send it to him. It
because
really,
we have a big insurance policy on Kurt.
When he dies, when he dies, we all live on a mountain. A mountain that we own, made of solid gold.
All right, we'll jabber at you next week.
Bye-bye.